Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty, and we have an interview with Professor Mark Bauer from Stetson University talking about things you should know about changes for small farms, and this could affect what you buy at the farmer's market. Let's have a listen. We're talking with Professor Mark Bauer from Stetson University. He is a professor specializing in consumer protection, and we wanted to talk with him about this new proposed rule regarding the sale of eggs and chickens at places like farmers markets and things like that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, this new rule apparently is supposed to take effect in July.
Well, we can look forward to something happening around then. What's going on is the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services is announcing that they'd like to publish a rule. And it's a fairly complicated process, and it often gets delayed. But perhaps we can look to some resolution in July.
Well, it's called the Limited Poultry and Egg Farm Operation Rule. From what we understand, a lot of the small farms are really concerned about this in Florida because there are limitations that would be enacted. For instance, they would only be able to sell 30 dozen eggs per week. And considering the price of a dozen eggs, I don't see how they could really stay in business.
Well, as I understand it, this rule is an attempt to sort of split the difference between smaller farmers and large-scale agribusiness. And as often happens, when they split the difference, they're pleasing no one. But there are ways that you can look at this proposed regulation that actually are consumer-friendly.
Okay.
So, for example, and I'd be glad to tell you how.
Tell me how this is consumer friendly, because really, I mean, I'm sure there are, but I'm not seeing it yet.
Well, the primary problem is that if you go to a farm right now or participate in a cooperative, you can purchase all the organic food you want. That's what a lot of people are doing these days, everything from raising their own chickens to going direct to farms to participating in what they call cow sharing programs, which I think is just a fantastic name.
Yeah.
The real problem is when people try to do it from a retail location. So, for example, I go to my local farmer's market almost every Saturday. And there is one vendor there selling eggs, and I have to tell you, even though you'll find out in a moment what this says about me, I think the eggs are absolutely wonderful. But the eggs are very specifically labeled not for human consumption.
I think we buy eggs from the same person, but go ahead.
Do we now?
Yeah.
Do you like your not for human consumption eggs?
They make the biggest waffles I've ever made.
They're just wonderful. Yeah. And these vendors will often sell unpasteurized milk and unpasteurized yogurt and a variety of things that are, by law, not permitted for human consumption.
Right.
The story is that consumers seeking fresh to market and organic and uncontaminated produce and products, the laws are created right now in order to deal with large scale production of eggs and milk and other products. And there really is just no way for a small time farmer, particularly a smaller scale organic farmer, to get these products to the public lawfully. And so what the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Protection is trying to carve out is a way to get small-time production to people through retail outlets like a farmer's market, and they won't have to be marked just for animals now. They can actually be marked that they are for human consumption, but in order to, in some respects, prevent a stronger competition against the large-scale businesses and to make sure that the smaller businesses are not being given an advantage over the larger businesses by decreased regulation, they're limiting the amount of eggs and the amount of chickens that can be sold.
Don't you think maybe this rule might encourage some small farms not to try to be regulated for human consumption and just continue to sell for pet consumption only?
There's no question of that. I mean, particularly a smaller producer is just going to find it easier to continue doing exactly what they're doing right now and not make any changes. But this law or this change in regulations would open up a safe harbor, perhaps for slightly larger organic producers to get their product to market lawfully for the first time.
Yeah. Well, it certainly does open the door. And maybe, do you think down the road we could open the door a little wider? You think that's possible?
I think so. I mean, the story is that Americans really are changing the way that we eat. We're seeking out greener products. We're seeking out organic products. We're seeking out products that are free from pesticides and antibiotics. And right now, it's just hard to get it. You often have to turn to the same companies that are producing the regular commercial products that turn around and produce the organic products. And a lot of people are dubious about that. This allows small-time producers to get out there with products that we can really believe are organic, and for those who are looking for that, believe that they're healthier.
So that's a completely different way of looking at it, because from what I've heard from the smaller farmers, they see this as a bad thing. But from your perspective, it sounds like it could actually be a good thing, because it is opening the door to having smaller farms be able to compete in the marketplace.
I am very sympathetic. Being an organic shopper myself, I'm very sympathetic to the producers that you've spoken to who feel that this is going to hurt them, and I'd hate to see that. But one of the signs of a successful new law or regulation is that you please no one.
No one is happy, but everyone seems to manage.
Exactly.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, and I really appreciate your time and your insight on this. Professor Mark Bauer from Stetson University School of Law, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to speak with you.
An interesting take on that. What I think after talking with him and looking at all the information is that this is a good opportunity for people who are not under regulation to become regulated in selling these products for human consumption instead of for pet consumption only. And I think that we could try to expand and say, look, this is not enough. But in the meantime, I'm also concerned that this may put some small farms out of business because they're not going to make enough money doing this.
Right, the smallest of farms. But it also, from a consumer standpoint, it is good. It is for protection, and it does open the door for a lot more small and middle level farms to start selling the products.
I like the spirit of this rule. Mm-hmm. I think it's too restrictive in the amount. I mean, I don't think people can live on selling 30 dozen eggs.
No, there's no way. Not when you sit there and multiply that by, what, $5-6 a dozen eggs? There's no way.
Right, exactly. So, you know, this will be something we'll keep watching, and we always watch regulations regarding small farms that could affect farmers' markets.
Miss any part of the show? Download the podcast and listen anytime at ElizabethDoherty.com. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.